since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me.
Oh my gosh. I can't breathe. I love this so much. I can't breathe. I Hatfield set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. That was a great, and I mean a classic, and I mean a classic, 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 tonight in Nashville. Yeah, to answer the question that these announcers always ask, does Memorial have some magic in it? You damn straight. For the Tennessee Volunteers tonight, who come out victorious. Tony Basilio reporting on your smart way. Dalton Behring in hydraulics. Tennessee basketball overtime. Hatfield, you have anywhere to be in the early morning tomorrow?
You know me, Tony. I don't sleep anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Hatfield, I would like you to give me your first thoughts on what I call an incredible down 5 points with 15 seconds left. Tennessee does not quit. Both of these coaches traded shots. Excellent coaching on both sides. Both teams executed and played well. Tennessee somehow got out of there. And the way they've played lately, Keith, they deserve this game tonight.
Well, that's one they didn't let. That's one where the games like that have been getting away from them lately, Tony. And I mean, there's no way you can underestimate how big this is for Tennessee right now. Because, I mean, you lose this one going into the three-game stretch they've got coming over the next 8 or 9 days. I mean, this thing could have gone completely in the tank. And you have a second half where you give up way too many runouts off turnovers or guys breaking down in the back of the press and giving up dunks. And you give away that many easy points on the road in a close game as Tennessee gave away in the second half. You got no chance of winning. But this team obviously has a belief that probably is much larger than their actual talent merits, Tony, because they're in every game. I mean, this team, one thing, if you buy your ticket to see this group play, you're going to get your money's worth. You're not going to see many blowouts. And I mean, Robert Hubbs, and that's a guy that I think most of us were highly questionable of and about to bury at the start of December. And right, he's the reason Tennessee wins tonight. I mean, Tennessee doesn't get to the overtime and get things done if it's not for him making a great floor length play. And I mean, that's the kind of play a guy with 5-star potential makes. And he takes the ball the length of the floor and scores at the end to get it to overtime. And that's all you can hope for.
And in true, the fashion that the way, I'm trying to put my words together here, the way things have gone for this team, if you go back and look at that final play, because we rewound it in my house a couple times, Hubbs slips there when he receives that pass. And it's obvious there at the end of regulation, he's trying to get that ball to Josh. But at some point, he has enough awareness to know, this is going to come down to me. And Vanderbilt gives him a wide open lane. That's a play Robert Hubbs does not make 6 weeks ago. He's not capable of making, Keith.
Well, he doesn't even
that play there. He doesn't even attempt it.
No, he stops just across half court with 3 seconds to go and looks to throw the ball to somebody else 6 weeks ago. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Mm. If you want to come get him with us, we will track this one tonight with you. An amazing win. An amazing win for the Volunteers tonight. I don't know. I'm blown away by this. Absolutely blown away. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. You look at the stretch drive for Tennessee and the things that they did to get this game where we got it. Keith, a run out dunk after Richardson threw up some junk. Vandy goes up 65-60 with 16 points left. Kevin Punter, who did very little in the game tonight till this moment, hits a deep three ball. I mean deep. 9.8 seconds left. It's 65-63. Punter comes really close to a steal on the inbounds. That was a really poor piece of officiating, that call, because they anticipated he was going to commit a foul, and he didn't there. He had a steal. The refs anticipated. As it is, an 86% foul shooter. This is what has to happen now in a game like this. An 86% foul shooter goes to the line and misses the first. Makes the second. Tennessee's now down three. 8.6 seconds left. Vandy fouls. 6.3 seconds left. Richardson to the line where he drills both. Now it's 66-65. 6.3 seconds. And you're thinking, hey, Tennessee is going to have a chance to tie here at the end. What a great game. That's what you're thinking. Vandy goes to the line, first shot missed. They keep missing front ends. Second made. 6.3 seconds, no time on the clock. And the referees, Keith, slowed the game down there to get a second look. What do you think they were looking at over there at the scorer's table? Because with Dave Neal, you never know.
Well, I'm going to assume that. I'm going to assume that Neal actually had that one right. Other than trying to confirm who the foul was on, I can't imagine what they're talking about right there. I mean, you got to remember, Tony, that's two guys that have been thrown out of the NBA and Doug Sermon's officiating the game tonight. I mean, I don't know what people expected.
So it's a two-point game, 67-65, 6.3 seconds left. I say there you try to give the ball to Richardson, obviously. Let him drive and dish. He never touches the ball. Hubs lays it in. We're heading to overtime. Glory, glory, hallelujah. What an incredible sequence. And I'm with you. If you lose tonight, it was looking to me like we weren't going to have another win. Now you start looking at that schedule and you start doing the math a little bit. You're 6-5 in the league. And that's what stealing one on the road does for you. This team is moronic this year with the way it can't win at home. It has to back this game up now, Keith. And you know what? And I don't want to have any expectations for these guys, but you can't turn around Saturday and give the game back. They've got to parlay this thing into a little mini run before they get Kentucky next week. And then a winnable game on the road, the way this team plays on the road at Mississippi, Keith, that's a winnable. You could literally come out of next week in your next three. If you can go 2-1, you can literally have life, can't you?
Well, I mean, you're sick. You at that point will have clinched a winning season. I mean, you'll have accomplished a lot. I guess Saturday, Tony, I just look at the talent disparity and especially the size disparity. I mean, a lot of people are going to complain about the officiating night and the difference in free throws attempted. Hey, the reason they shot free throws, I looked at the numbers at the end of regulation. I think they'd shot 30 free throws. Well, 23 of them were by Cornett, Roberson, Siakam, and Jones, because they throw the ball inside. We don't shoot free throws because we don't throw the ball inside. And I just put it this way: I don't mind if they get beat Saturday. I'm not going to be bothered. But now if Ole Miss comes in here and plays one of their brain dead efforts and we lose to them, to me there's always a difference between getting beat and losing.
Yep.
We come out Saturday and play one of the and kind of go zombie style again at home like we have a couple of times and lose the game. I got a problem. If LSU comes in here and plays to their talent level and beats us, that's not going to upset me a hell of a lot.
To the phones we go. By the way, Reed Carringer, courtside, says that a Vandy fan screamed, F Donnie Tindall. He's going to jail anyway. Tennessee tonight. Richardson.
What do they think? He's going to be rooming with their football players?
Richardson with 27, Moore with 13, Reese with 12 somehow, 10 for punter, Hubs 9 in the game tying field goal. What a great, great night for the Volunteer Nation. Let's hear from you on Twitter if you're out there. Tell me where you're listening from. We'll give you a shout out. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony, you know what? The hell with Vanderbilt. Their fans, their program. I mean, they're nothing but a parasite in the SEC. They're the welfare state of college athletics. They add absolutely nothing to this league. They never have. They should probably be in a league with Sewanee and school and some folks like that. They have no business competing in the SEC or being in the SEC. So, after the operation they've run down there the last couple of years, they want to start jumping Donnie Tindall's ass after a game. Hey, good luck. You get what you deserve. You live in a second-rate city. That's good for you.
Back to the phones we go. Let's get our call in here. First call of the night on your Smartway, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, Tennessee. Basketball overtime. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Keith.
Hey, identify yourself, sir. Go ahead.
This is the old horse Jeeker.
All right, man. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I love me some Kevin Stallings. I'm convinced if he doesn't call that timeout, that there's no way that we win that basketball game. We didn't have any timeouts left or 6.3 seconds to go. And I think it gave Tindall a chance to settle us down. Because how many times do you see when you've got like around 6 to 6.5 seconds, and they get in too big of a hurry when we all know you've got time to get the ball all the way up the floor. And Robert Hubs has got the best floater I've seen in a long time for a young player.
Armani Moore is celebrating. I want you guys to hear this. He's yelling, "Our state," and then Jeek will build on what you just said. Listen to this, guys. That is really, really great. Listen. He just put that on Twitter. Josh Richardson yelling, they know what it is. That is... One more time. That is good for those kids. Jeeker, continue.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what, that's one of the most amazing comebacks that I've seen a Tennessee team ever make.
I would agree. That's one of the more improbable wins. I think I told my son, I said, you'll be telling your kid about that game someday. Listen. You're down 5 with 15 seconds left with the basketball team we have. It isn't like it's 6 years ago and you got Chris Lofton on the floor. I mean, look at what you have on the floor. How do you win that game? That's an absolutely amazing. And you know what? Tonight's game, both teams, how close was that game tonight? What a great basketball game.
And I'm telling you again, this way.
Go ahead,
Key. Oh, just how many times is this team going to score 7 points in 16 seconds?
Thank you.
Good point. And you know what? If we lose that game tonight, I think we struggle to make it to 500 through the end of the season. And just like you said, Tony, now I think we've got a chance. You know, we're only a game behind where we're tied with LSU. You know, if we beat them, if we can beat them Saturday, the only thing that scares me, we're playing them at home. You know, then we're going to lose to Kentucky. But I'll tell you what, I still don't think there's any way we make the NCAA tournament. But hey, I've got my expectations now. Just finish as strong as we can.
Yep.
finish around 17, 18 wins and get in the NIT and make some noise.
Thank you, Jake. Good call and good hearing from you. Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Tennessee with a, what I would call a courageous comeback tonight on the road. And I love hearing those kids have the fun they were having. Because I'm going to tell you something. These guys really work hard on the floor. There is just no doubt about that, Keith. As we go back to the phones, get our next call in here. Hello and welcome on your Smart Way, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
Antonio and Keith, how you doing, man?
Hey, identify yourself, please.
Hey, guys, this is Eduardo. Long time no talk to you. How you guys doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what, at 16 seconds when I got behind the defense, that was it for me. I turned it off, and I went off ranting and raving as usual, and you know, a few choice words here and there, and of course, blood pressure goes up and stuff, but leave for about 15 minutes, and then come back and looking on GoFalls Extra just to see final stats, and I said, we're going to overtime. I was like, what? and I couldn't believe what I saw that evidently, I haven't gone back to look at any of the tape yet. I was afraid to turn the game back on, to be honest with you, in overtime. Pretty much just watched it here online with the game tracker and stuff. But exactly. Hubs took the ball inbounds and went the length of the floor and laid it in. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
That's what tied the game.
Holy cow. Keith, you're exactly right. It couldn't happen to a better person, a better institution, and a better city. I mean, I'm right there with you. Nashville, man, is a drag.
That was an absolute gut punch to Vanderbilt tonight. An absolute kick right in, if you'll pardon my pun here, the privates.
Get your cup on, right?
No, right in the privates. Listen to what I'm saying, because they all go to private school. It was a kick in the Bellmead. It was a kick in the Battleground Academy. It was a kick in the Good Pasture. A real kick in the privates, brother.
There you go. I tell you, man, it's fun to win. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that 4 out of 5 was, that's tough. That's a tough one to take, but, you know, like get the ship kind of back on track a little bit, and, you know, hopefully come in here. You know, like you said, that talent disparity between Tennessee and LSU is quite broad. I mean, the front line and stuff. Hey, guys, how bad did the SEC cripple us by not letting that guy from Florida Gulf Coast come in, Eric McKnight? I mean, it's a presence on the inside, an experienced presence.
Here's my favorite thing.
Really?
Well, here's my favorite thing about the McKnight deal, okay? They don't let him in, but yet Alabama is allowed to sign a guy that is being charged with domestic assault.
Oh, yeah.
Sign. And he will be on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just so we understand that.
Well, it's beautiful. I mean, you know, we never exactly got an explanation as to why he wasn't allowed on campus.
Tindall was furious.
You know, like I said, if we had an experienced post player, if it Stokes had stayed one more year, or if they had let that McKnight guy, I think that would have helped us out a lot, especially on nights where we're not hit from outside. It's, you know, it shows its ugly head every once in a while, quite often. But hey, we'll take the overtime win against Vanderbilt, and they can you know, have that to kind of knock their cross a little while. Guys, I'm going to see you.
865-200-5402. Go ahead, Hatfield.
I mean, you want to talk about our problems in the post? I think Donnie would probably tell you that's the reason they didn't foul at the end of the game, at the end of overtime.
Exactly right.
Is because, I mean, do you have confidence that we're going to rebound the second free throw?
No, sir.
I mean, I think I'd be very surprised if Donnie said no. We just wanted to let it play it out and let them shoot the three, and just defend the three. I think given his choice there, they probably foul. They probably foul and don't let him try to tie.
He did the right thing. You know what? I thought both guys did a really nice job of managing tonight's game. Now, Tindall did call a goofy foul at the end of the first half. I didn't like. Let your guys play there, especially when you have an offensive edge. But in that building, I know those. You want to manage games. And I guess what he was thinking, Keith, in retrospect, maybe he was sharp. Maybe he thought, every possession in the thing's going to be key. Let's draw something up. And as it was, they led by two at the half, and they're now 11-1 this year when leading at the half. Let's go back to the phones. Donnie Tindall said after the game, it felt like an NCAA tournament game. It did have that feel to it, didn't it, Keith?
Well, I mean, Tennessee Vanderbilt's one of those games for all of my disdain for pretty much all things Vanderbilt. I mean, usually it's a good game both places. I mean, it's usually competitive. It's one of those rivalries that, I mean, nobody much outside the state of Tennessee pays any attention to because, I mean, let's be honest, it rarely has national implications.
Right, unless we're number one in America. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one where it's one of those heated. I mean, mm-hmm. It's as close as we've got to something like Xavier Cincinnati or something like that. I mean, mm-hmm. and it's you've got the private school versus public school mm-hmm. angle and the whole thing, and it is. I mean, it's a good rivalry.
This is so fun tonight. Let's go back to the phones. 865-200-5402. I feel so good for that basketball team, those kids. They've been through so much. And, boy, hopefully they can enjoy this one, really enjoy this one. Let's go out back to the phones and grab our next call. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Keith. How you doing? This is Don.
Hey, Don. Welcome.
Hey, Don.
Man.
Hey, man, I tell you what, there's one thing you can say. You're going to get an exciting game, good or bad, when the balls hit the court.
Yep, like Keith said, and you better pack a lunch because they're going to extend the game late into the game.
You know, guys, I agree, Keith, that they got all those free throws more than us because of the inside presence. But on three of the last four shots that Tennessee took, their guys got hammered. And
yeah, punter got clubbed pretty good on the layup he missed coming down the stretch.
And Moore got whoever took that last shot right and we got the rebound
mm-hmm.
at the end of the game got fouled. Donnie was about to.
Y'all, he was hot. He was. One thing I love about Donnie is that he knows. You know, he hasn't gotten. I don't think he's gotten a tee all year, but he knows. He really, really managed this game well tonight. I didn't like that timeout at the end of the half. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
I thought he did a tremendous job massaging the game. In fact, both coaches did, just little things. Stallings tonight, in between Tennessee's first and second foul shot, that's a great timeout there to ice Richardson. Mm-hmm. That's an experienced, two fine coaches, two okay basketball teams that are, I think, are evenly matched. They're going to play a hell of a game in Knoxville here in about 3 weeks. You watch and see.
Yeah. You know, the announcers was talking about when Josh accidentally tipped that ball in and gave them a three-point possession.
Yep.
That might come back to haunt us, and I'm sitting there looking at that clock, and we're two down with 6.8 seconds to go, and I'm thinking,
yep.
Oh, gosh.
There's yep.
the Josh Richardson tip in. Not to mention the only free throw in regulation that we missed was the front end of 1-1. Why did we want to do that? But, you know, this bunch is just, it's hard. You just, you know, I never give up. But I got to tell you, down, ever how many points it was there with 16 seconds, I'm like, well, you know, I'll watch it because I always say I'm never turning it off. But even I did not have much optimism at that point in time.
My son turned to me, Don, you'll like this. He's 15 years old. He said, Dad, why'd you do this to me? I said, do what? He said, I love this game, and I love this team, but they're going to torment us. They're going to torture us all year. He said, why are we living here? It's so these guys, I mean, that Georgia game the other day, Don,
yeah.
They did everything but win. And tonight, they did so many things well. So many things, and it looked like they were going to lose again.
Yeah, you know, they would do so many things to get back in the game or get the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Josh had 27 points, 4 assists,
mm-hmm.
7 boards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many steals. Can't complain. I mean, you're nowhere without it. But that silly pass right there when it's at the rim. What do you do?
How about this? With 9 minutes left, Keith, you're shooting 56% from the floor. You've only turned it over 11 times. You're shooting the ball okay from three-point range. Usually that means you are beating somebody. That we were down one at that point. I mean, really interesting game tonight.
Well, we had that stretch in there where we were up four, and Coach Tindall takes Josh out to rest him, and we immediately make nothing run. We couldn't get Josh back in the game fast enough.
And how fortunate was we that they couldn't get their big man back in when we came down on that last 6.8 seconds.
They tried to sneak him back in, Don,
they did. But you're right. I mean, as soon as I heard he was going out, Keith, I'm like, and sure enough, turnover, 4 points. I'm like, oh my God, get him back in the game. You know, I mean, it's pitiful. I mean, the boy he needs to rest once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But there is not a ball handler on that team against any kind of a press besides Josh. He's not super, but he's the only one you can hope don't do something stupid with the ball against the press.
What a terrific win.
Which is why I think he's going to be in the NBA.
I hope you're right.
Too many things. You hear the announcers, they talk about, you know, there's got to be more than one Richardson out here. I mean, and one more thing, and then I'll get on with some other callers on. But did our boy Reese not pick the right night to pick his game up, got some boards, got some points, and any of them bigger than on the missed shot at the end with like 10 seconds to go and we get the ball back?
That was an absolutely insane save, man. What a great play by him.
Well, Tony, I'm going to let you get to some other guys, but boy, it sure has been fun tonight.
Thank you, my friend. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us tonight on Tennessee Basketball Overtime as we visit with you, Donnie Tindall saying, Josh, a special young man, largely because of his mental capacity, one of the best players in our league. He said Robert Hubbs made a great play at the end of regulation to not settle. He drove and took the shot. And, boy, he's exactly right. The Vandy student section chanting, it's great to be a Tennessee Vol after the game tonight. Tindall told the SEC Network, we were very, very, very fortunate. They missed some free throws and gave us an opportunity. He also said, when I look down at that box score after the game, I don't know how he won the game. So there you go. He had to have a little help. But you got to do it yourself. Which is why we love Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. In the business of providing exceptional service, unbeatable prices for all their customers. Never going to promise you. More than we can give at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. Last year, 350,000 AC and DC hydraulic cylinders and power units, as well as hoses, hose assemblies, fittings, couplings, hydraulic motors, thousands of bearings, online at daltonhydraulic.com. Randy Dalton, I was thinking about you earlier tonight, man. Thank you so much for helping us to do this and get this off the ground. Thank you so much. Keith and you can check them out at daltonhydraulic.com. Keith, McKnight ended up where? Long Beach State?
I think he's at Long Beach. I think that's right, Tony.
Okay. Keith, I'll be remiss here and I'll feel horrible if I don't get your thoughts on the passing today of Jerry Tarkanian.
Well, Tony, I don't think I've ever made any secrets that Tark's absolutely one of my favorite people in the game. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a few times. I mean, there's probably very few people. There are very few people that have passed through college basketball, I think, more highly of than Jerry Tarkanian.
Vandy fan quoted here by Mouthpiece on Twitter, I hope Donnie Tindall gets show-caused because he is a damn good coach. Rest in peace, Jerry Tarkanian. Tark would have loved tonight's game. Let's go back to the phones. 865-200-5402. You are a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Coach Tindall, you look like that little pumpkin at the county fair that none of the kids wants. The little squatty pumpkin. Let's go back to our phones.
That is probably not the best look for him.
He looks like the pumpkin that's going to get the BB shot in him on the back porch. Basilio.
You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do?
Yes.
Why don't we just do full out like the old staff used to? Let's get Pinkins and Shuman, all those guys.
Tindall told
Braden,
me.
Braden, get them all in orange.
Tindall told me yesterday there's not enough fabric in Knox County to outfit Big Gulp. Let's go back to the phones. And let's grab our next call.
Busy phones.
TR,
busy.
How you doing?
Get busy.
Get busy. TR, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, any orange blazer in down there in Nashville, Memorial Coliseum, looks good, man. After you strut out there in the honor of Ray Mears, Brodder, and all them former Vols.
Incredible, man.
Man.
How much fun was that tonight, TR?
Man, that was just like, you know, this whole previous show, I mean, listen to it, man, you know, it was like, it was all that and more, man. You know, being tormented, mm-hmm. and just like, man, we're going to find a freaking way. We found a way all year to come up short. We're going to hang in there and we're going to come up long, man. We're coming up long tonight, brah, in Nashville. Yes.
How about Robert Hubbs? 6 weeks ago, hey, no way he takes that shot. The guy's grown up so much.
I bet the Sweetwater Flash, yeah, and Hubbs. The Sweetwater Flash, Hubbs, and Reese, Hatfield's boy, Derek Reese, and my boy, Josh Richardson, and Law's boy, Donnie Power T.
Whose boy?
Laura.
Who's Laura?
Mrs. B. Rock.
Donnie Power T. He looked like tonight.
I had to work out somebody.
No, you gotta work in. I gotta tell Donnie Power T that he's betrothed to my wife now. He'll appreciate that. He'll go, when you gonna let me meet her? TR, that game tonight, we needed that, man. We needed that shot in the arm after what we've been through.
Oh. I know, dude, we're backs against the freaking wall, and now we're on a freaking winning streak going into LSU and then Kentucky, and I don't want to care, you know, LSU, we gotta respect them, what they did last night, you know, pushing, I didn't watch it like Ducky Boy, over in Maribel. What's his name, man?
Doggy Boy Sinclair didn't even watch it. It was number one in America. They were going to the wire, and Doggy Boy Sinclair didn't even watch it.
I didn't watch it, but I was aware of it, and I found out right after it happened that they got beat, LSU, that is. You know, but they pushed Kentucky to the freaking brink like nobody else, man. So why can't we just do the daily double, man, and beat LSU and Kentucky? That's what I'm talking about, Hatfield.
Well, you do that, and you know what you
Come
are,
on,
T.R.?
Let Hatfield jump in here, please, sir. No offense, Tony. No offense. Hatfield's swallowed his mic, but no offense, Hatfield. Go ahead.
If Tennessee wins the next two games, that will be one of the grand feats in the history of Tennessee basketball. If they can beat those two front lines with the guys Tennessee's got playing close to the basket, that'll be an accomplishment like very few that this program's ever put up there.
I know what, man. I mean, first things first is LSU, man. I don't want start thinking Kentucky. But, yeah, I mean, we go into Kentucky game with a two-game winning streak on our home court, man. That should be, you know, I just believe in the power of Donnie T, man. I believe in him. And I know y'all believe in him.
I think anybody that's seen that team win 14 games or whatever they've won right now should believe in him. It's certainly not because he's rolling a loaded roster out there every night.
Yeah, Woodson, the big man out of Memphis, he didn't make it through December. And what's his name? The other guy, the Jabari.
McGee, gonna be really
Jabari
nice.
McGee gets
gonna be a really nice player.
Right. I mean, because what's his name? Mostella. He's not knocking nothing down for
no,
us, man.
No.
I mean, we had opportunities tonight to really stretch out on Vanderbilt, but I mean, it's a beautiful night. Knock it on early Tuesday morning in Big Orange Country, and I appreciate it.
TR,
beat
love
LSU.
You.
Beat LSU.
TR,
get to 15, brother. 15-9. Go Big Orange.
Wow, this team's going to have 15 wins after Saturday.
Oh, by my, if they win that one, Tone. I mean, you're looking at 17 or 18.
You can start thinking about playing your way into that bubble. You win Saturday. All of a sudden, what I'm saying, I'm not saying whether it's going to happen or not. I'm saying you can start thinking about it.
Right.
Which is what they did last year.
Well, I mean, you find a way to win that one, absolutely.
Hey,
Tony, you should be thrilled. How about the city of Philadelphia the last couple of nights?
Oh, LaSalle with a huge win tonight over VCU, and my Temple boys ripped Cincinnati apart last night. Let's go back.
Villanova jumps Providence.
I don't like Villanova.
St. Joe's picks off Rhode Island, who's probably going to the NCAA tournament.
It's a nice win by them. Really nice win. Let's jump back to our phones. Keith Hatfield joins me as we enter the midnight hour where we cry more. All lines currently jam in the midnight hour here in the Ray Mirror studio as TR vacates. Let's get our next call in here. I want to remind you, portions of today's program presented by our friends at Smartway. Go smartway.net. Online at 8416 Kingston Pike. I will be there Friday. All you've got to do is walk in the door and you will feed a family courtesy of Smartway through the magic of Fish Pantry. Praise God. I thank my friends at Smartway. Everything for your home, front to back, furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones, even tires, and in a way that you've never seen before. Let's get our next call in here online at gosmartway.net. Trust me, Smartway is a smart way to go. Let's go back to our voice and grab our next call. Hello and welcome.
Hey guys, Trey in Chi-Town. How you doing?
Hey, really great to talk to you, Trey.
Yeah, as always, thank you guys for doing this. It makes the unbearable winter that much better. You know, something I've noticed, even though we were out of timeouts towards the end of regulation, you know, I'd rather not have any timeouts than just have five on there, where at the end of the game you're like Kevin Stallings and you feel like you need to use them, where it's a bad decision too. So always thought that I've liked what Donnie does with taking timeouts where they're needed, and I think he is, in a way, the bizarro Konzo Martin as far as the timeouts go and getting things out of players, because he's just superb at his timing for calling timeouts.
I totally agree, except for I didn't like the one at the end of the first half tonight, but I have to tell you, I think that he managed the game masterfully down the stretch.
Yeah, definitely. No, I used to live in Nashville, and I went to the game last year, tough loss against Vanderbilt. And I remember that some of these guys, they kept saying Memorial Gym is the Wrigley Field of college basketball, and I just remember laughing at him. I'm like, come on, man, it's got to be like Allen Fieldhouse or Cameron Indoor or something. Like, there's, but I just found that kind of hysterical that, you know, they think they're at that level just because they have the goofy looking gym.
That gym is, you know, I read a book recently about the first black player in the history of the Southeastern Conference, Perry Wallace, and that gym was designed by a French feller, believe it or not. That is a gym that's based on some European convocation facilities. They didn't build it that way purposely. He just designed it that way, and Vanderbilt built it. They didn't build it with some great advantage in mind. It's really idiotic the way it's built, but it's a pretty interesting and neat place to watch a game, I'll say that. There's not a bad seat in that place.
Are you saying it's like after old Roman gladiator bathhouses or something? That wouldn't surprise me.
Wow. Serious hate.
Yeah, and I really like the decision at the end of the game to go for two as well. A lot of people on the road there just go for three, but you know they're not going to foul there. I agree with taking it to the hoop. I think that was a great call, plenty of time to do so, and also for telling Richardson to knock down those two free throws with about 7 seconds left instead of missing that second one intentionally. So I just think that's just great, more great X's and O's work by Coach Tindall. Fantastic. And, you know, I was just kind of looking at the Vandy student section throughout the game on TV, and, you know, to them, they got, like, what, the same record as we do, roughly. And, you know, for us, this keeps us alive. We can afford a loss to Kentucky or something, but we could not afford this. And I just think for them, it's the opposite. It just kind of, they're done, for the NCAA tournament. And I love it. And I think that was just a crushing, demoralizing loss for Vanderbilt. And you could see it.
That is a great observation from Chicago you just dropped on me. That is a great observation. We smashed their face in tonight.
But you know, the one thing that students have, Tony? The best seats in the house.
Their students have great seats. And that's another observation from my kid. He said, why can't we have an atmosphere like that, Dad? And I said, don't get me started. Please don't get me started.
And I have one question for each of you going away here. For Tony, was the great to be a Tennessee Vol, was that like just being facetious or what? I didn't hear that on the TV. And then, Keith, with the LSU-UK game, do you think that helps us that, you know, maybe LSU might come out a little flat? It's hard to take a loss like that. And then maybe the UK game being even more hype for us with them being undefeated. They're not going to drop two out of three games.
Hey, thank you, man. That is an excellent phone call by you from start to finish. Go ahead, Keith.
Well, I think logically you would think LSU would be a little flat Saturday, but I mean, I've seen nothing out of LSU this year to indicate they in any way behave like a normal basketball team. So they may come out and play their best. I think they're just as likely to come out and play their best game of the year Saturday as they are to come out flat, just because there's some internal dynamic to that team that I defy anybody to find a pattern with.
Yeah, they don't fit. And the weather, you're easier predicting the weather or what the NCAA is going to do is trying to predict. Because here's the thing about LSU. If LSU shows up and plays as they showed the other night, they can play with anybody, and I mean anybody, from coast to coast. You name the team, and LSU has the horses to stay and play with them. What you saw LSU do down the stretch, though, those last two possessions were absolute. That's what they are. I mean, they're lugheads. You just want to hang around Saturday. Tennessee wants to hang around in that game. Hang around. LSU will shoot itself in the foot down the stretch in that game, just like they did at Missouri.
They lost to Missouri.
Right.
I think that's all you need to know about them now is that group with all that talent, they lost to Missouri.
Back to our phones we go. As for the Kentucky game on Tuesday night, I'm going to premedicate for that one. Actually, I'm planning on having an illness by then. Let's go back.
No, I think that's one you just have fun with.
Yep.
I think that happens occasionally. I mean, it's kind of like when I was a little kid, when we played Alabama in football when Bryant, like when I was 9 or 10, I just thought, okay, I go in with no expectations. If we win, it's the greatest thing in the world.
By the way, Big Gulp's out to shower. My Twitter timeline's got 9 tweets on it from him, including retweets such as from Juggernaut23. Folks, I promise you, at UT, Coach Tindall's going to get it done at this great university. Scrappy, no quit. And the guy just keeps on tweeting. You only get 140 characters, folks. If you want to do 100, it gives lets people retweet you. It really helps. Here's one from Wes Rucker. Mystery Cup solved. Another glib, funny tweet from Wes Rucker. Let's see. What else do we have? Here's one from Culpepper Vol. I mean, when Culpepper Vol starts showing up on your timeline, along with Tony Piotrowski, UT Rocky Topo too. I mean, Phelps, are you wanting me to unfollow you? Is that what you're wanting to happen? Let's go back to the phones and get our next caller in here. I'm just having some fun with the gulp here. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Guys, it's Smitty. How you doing?
Hey, Smitty.
Man, it's going to be hard to get to sleep tonight after a win like that. I mean, that's...
Tell me about it.
You know, that is so much fun. I mean, the season kind of seems to be like it's kind of up in the air going into this game. And you're going to Memorial where a team is 11-3 at home. And you sneak out a win when at the end of regulation you're down in free throw attempts 30-7. And I mean, the fact that they're even in the game at that point is unbelievable. And you got
what was the free throw disparity? Give it to me again.
It was 30-7. Now the made free throws was, I think, 17-7 or 17. No, I'm sorry, 17-6. But still, I mean, the fact that they were at the line 30 times, Tennessee was at the line 7 times, and you're going to overtime, that doesn't happen. I mean, you know, you got to credit Kevin Stallings to this victory.
Yep.
He's just another mediocre Gene Katie product.
God, it's brutal!
That's coaching in college basketball, and I mean, you know, he gets his wins there, but at the same time, you know, he makes a horrible timeout at the end of regulation to give, or right before the end of regulation to give Donnie, you know, a chance to drop a couple plays, and you know, one of those happened to be to go to Bob, and Bob made a great play, and you know, the guys from Middle Tennessee. And that was a great moment for him, especially to do that in front of probably a crowd that had come to see him, and he makes that play. I mean, that's awesome for that kid, and, you know, you gotta give him a lot of credit for that.
It's so fun, isn't it?
It's great. I mean, overtime was fantastic, but you also got to look at probably the biggest shot of the game was Kevin Punter's three there late in the first half, and how big he is late in games. I know he had a lot of turnovers tonight, didn't have his best game, but he made a lot of big shots and a couple big free throws, and the guy seems like he's really good in clutch situations, and, you know, so is Josh, and, obviously Bob is, you know, really good late in the game, and I mean, this team is, you know, they are definitely not the most talented of any team I've ever seen, but they just keep making plays, and, you know, they're 14-9, which isn't the best that you'll ever see, but they shouldn't be 14-9. You know, they should be more like 9-14.
Well, that's exactly right. Does anybody get any more out of their roster, Keith, than this team does? Can you think of anybody in college basketball this year, Keith, that's on this level?
I mean, you know me. I always try to be objective.
I want you to be objective.
Maybe the guy at Oregon State. Maybe. I mean, other than that, there's nobody getting this kind of production in a major conference out of a roster that thin. I mean, I think that would be the only person who would even be in that debate, Tony.
I mean, what's asinine is they talk about how few players Duke plays. They're all 5 freaking star players.
I love that.
oh my God, they've only got nine guys. Okay.
It was great. It was great watching that Duke Virginia game and looking at, I think they showed like the McDonald's All Americans in that game. It was 8-1 Duke to Virginia.
Thank you. He only has nine players. Yeah. He went, you know, I'll take you, and you. I mean, we got our guys. I don't even know where we went to get our guys. It's I call these we've got like crystal all Americans, like little crystal Scotty. Burgers.
The old Scotty's chain.
Scotty's, there you go.
Well, this weekend I think that both of y'all made great points. I mean, LSU lost to Missouri. LSU is 6-5 in the conference, so that means that obviously they've struggled. Even though they've got some really great wins, they've got some horrible losses. And, I mean, like I've said before, you got to credit that to Johnny Jones. If we could stay in that game, Johnny Jones will find a way to lose that game, and Donnie will find a way to win it. Obviously, it's at home, so we know our struggles at home. But at the same time, you know, I think that this team maybe found a little momentum in this game when things were kind of spiraling downward. And I mean, it's going to be an interesting one to watch. I don't expect them to win it, but I expect it to be actually a really close game, even though we're, very undersized against their post players. They've got some great post players, so it'll be interesting to see how the matchup zone works against that.
I'll tell you what, it looked to me like Vandy, and I appreciate the call, Smitty, thank you. And great hearing from you. Yeah, man. It looked to me tonight like Vandy at times, Keith, was performing surgery the way they were getting the ball. The level of shot they were getting. I mean, I go back to the stat I quoted, 10-minute mark. We're shooting 56-57% from the floor. We only turned the ball over 10 or 11 times, and it's only a 2-point game because Vanderbilt was getting great shots. That's what was going on tonight.
I think that's a product of the fact they've got Damian Jones probably a pro. I think from what you've seen from what he was last year to what he is now, and you see him probably in another year. I mean, he's probably an NBA guy, and we don't have anybody that can guard that. I mean,
nope.
We don't have anybody remotely
nope
in a position to guard that at this point. And we're playing a couple of guys, and certainly if someone wants to say this is being negative or critical, that's fine. I mean, there's no way Dietrich Mostel and Willie Carmichael should be seeing the floor right
nope
now at the SEC level. No
nope
way.
And
they're having to play significant minutes and take shots and actually be part of it.
And by the way,
not just eating minutes.
And by the way, I think Mostella in time, and people can laugh at this if they want, he's going to be another Jordan McRae. But just like Jordan McRae in his first year here was lost, this guy's lost. Hey, that's the way it goes. Unless you're an exceptional talent, most of these guys need a year to get stronger, get used to the speed of it. And you know, the thing about Mostella that everybody said was, oh my God, he's unbelievable in the Rocky Top League. He's the greatest scorer to ever live. Hey, summer basketball and AAU basketball, it's not basketball. And it never will be. And I mean never will be. That's why I always temper whenever I hear people tell me what somebody did on the AAU circuit or at this all-star game sponsored by a shoe company. That's not basketball.
Well, you know what it is, Tony. It's like showing up early at Great American Ballpark or wherever in the major leagues and watching a guy hit 500-footers in batting practice.
And
that's what it is.
It's a great analogy. Back to our phones we go. Grab our next call here. On your Smart Way Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics Tennessee Basketball Overtime, the Vols with a tremendous win tonight over Vanderbilt, a come-from-behind win down 5 with 15 seconds left. The Vols win to improve to 14-9 on the year, 6-5, and Vanderbilt falls to 13-11 and now 3-8. 3-8 in the SEC after a real nice start by them in the non-league. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Guys, after watching sporting event commercials over the last couple of years, I'm guessing that Kendall put this team together by going to newcoachfindsunsignedplayers.com.
Did you like the one for the men seeking black women? What was that?
Black people meet, Tony.
I'm sorry.
That's the way that you connect now, Tony. That's the way we
blackpeoplemeet.com. I like the Farmers Only, to be honest with you. I think they're chicks on Farmers Only. You know, they're a little thick.
So I think we need to start mixing those up. I want to see blackfarmersonly.com.
That's the most moronic thing I've ever heard.
Oh Lord, have mercy!
Irish meet Arabs. That's what guys come to. Nobody actually goes out and meets anybody. It's all the internet now, folks.
By the way, I've got some friends. They only date black women, but they're white guys. Think they could get, you know, to get a password on there? They're probably going to have to use one of your old college IDs from the 70s.
Boy, I've driven this show right into the ditch.
Interesting.
You guys think I picked a good Thursday to take off so I could watch a 9 o'clock basketball game for a change and call you guys on the Smart Way Dalton Bearing Overtime Show?
Are you working in the morning, Vino?
No, sir. I took just so I could watch this basketball game, and I really don't know why, because I hate Vandy so bad and that building so bad that I never enjoy a game as it progresses there. And, Tony, you mentioned it. When you've got a game where the teams are never separated by more than about 5 points, I mean, I just died 1,000 deaths watching that game. But the end was sure worth it.
It was unbelievable. And for our team, most people would look at it and go, why are you? I mean, guys, teams come from behind all the time in games. That's really not in today's basketball. For this team, it's like being down 30 points, 5 of 15 seconds. You have no chance with the team we have. Of winning that game.
Well, and I mean, we're just on such a bad streak. It's like a hitting slump where you never make the shot that you have to make.
Yep.
It makes it even more difficult to have a comeback victory like that. You start believing that that's what's supposed to happen, but this team battled through that, and it's just amazing that they did.
Anthony made a great...
You're right about the free throw discrepancy tonight as far as their inside presence and us not having any. The problem with that hellhole is they shoot 30 free throws to your 10. I don't care if it's a year when they've got a team that all they do is hoist up trays. It doesn't matter. That's what happens down there. It doesn't matter what style team they have. They're going to shoot 30 free throws, and you're going to shoot 10.
That's a great point.
That's why I despise that building.
It's a horrible gym. It really is. It's a nice place to watch a game.
Tony, it's a great place to watch a game
if
you're there.
Yep.
But it's a horrible place to watch one on television for me.
I can't agree with the idea that it's a great place to watch a game, because when you're in there, you're in a building with a bunch of Vanderbilt fans.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know, you've usually got quite a bit of help in there, though, and there were quite a few Tennessee fans in there tonight. I heard them chanting defense several times. So, but you're right. Tony, you're kicking the privates is perfect down there.
All the privates got kicked tonight. Every last one of them.
I'm really happy for Josh that he had a bounce-back game. Nobody deserves that more than him. You can tell he's a solid leader on this team, and he's just played so well and had the game down there just a nightmare game that he bounced back from, and I was really happy for him tonight.
And we even survived him knocking the ball in the wrong basket.
And guys, knocked the ball in the wrong basket, and that terrible turnover that Don referenced by midcourt, that just, I call that a YMCA pass. That's what it looked like.
Oh, yeah, he did the same thing at the start of, the same thing happened at the start of overtime after we made the three when we were up three. He had the same thing happen right out at the top of the key.
Yep.
I'll answer the question for your gentleman from Chicago. There is no better time in this league to play a team than right after they play Kentucky. Historically, teams just never play well after they play Kentucky, especially when you've played them a good game. I guess people put so much into that Kentucky game that they rarely have an emotional edge the next time out. So I don't believe we could have caught LSU at a better time.
Like the bee with the stinger.
Yeah, that just historically, if you look at this league, teams don't play very well after they play Kentucky. So I think they're coming in here at a perfect time.
Bino,
I
want one thing from you for Valentine's Day. And I would love for you to come do tomorrow's show with me and celebrate, and Friday's show, but do what you need to do. You're invited, though, to come on out if you want to. I'm going to be at the Hardee's on the Bill Clinton Highway tomorrow if you want to help me. And I'd love to have you. We can celebrate the game and laugh and carry on. But